This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as her casket lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. The first couple met by some protesters outside the building as they arrived.
We reject your sovereign court!
Those protesters angry that the President and Senate Republicans are moving quickly to fill the vacancy before November's election. President Trump expected to nominate a conservative woman to succeed the liberal Ginsburg on Saturday. Louisville police say 127 people have been arrested after the decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Demonstrators filling the streets yesterday after learning there were no charges in the actual death of Taylor from a grand jury against the officers involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims last week increased slightly to 870,000 total. That was 20,000 more than what most economists were expecting. Wall Street's been lower since opening this morning following the release of that report. The largest wildfire in Colorado history is now completely under control, as fire officials say the Pine Gulch fire in the western part of the state is 100% contained, but not before it burned over 139,000 acres after starting back on the 31st of July. President Trump to be in Jacksonville, Florida for a speech tonight at Cecil Airport, an appearance scheduled for 7 p.m. Eastern, but dozens of fans were already lining up there at 5 o'clock this morning. The president was scheduled to be in Jacksonville last month to give his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, but that was canceled because of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
House Democrats taking the Federal Reserve to task over its response to the coronavirus pandemic when it comes to helping average Americans. Congressman James Clyburn opening a hearing yesterday where Fed Chief Jerome Powell was the main witness.
The Fed's actions so far have prioritized big businesses over the small ones that are most at risk, and it has failed to protect American workers.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise seeing things differently, thanking Powell for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
The Food Network star known as Cake Boss is recovering from a very serious hand injury that he received while bowling near his home in Montville, New Jersey recently. Buddy Velastro's hand got impaled by a bowling pin setter rod that malfunctioned. It happened over the weekend. The Cake Boss had emergency surgery at Morristown Memorial Hospital to remove the rod and now faces what doctors say is a long recovery. Velastro has a reaction reality show Cake Boss, which is filmed at his Hoboken bakery, and he routinely appears on other Food Network shows as well. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, where we're fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've got a new falls checkup, a tool that evaluates an individual's risk of falls and offers a wealth of resources to stay safe in English and in Spanish. We can be grateful to the National Council on Aging. They have put this together, and the senior director, Kathy Cameron, joins us now to tell us all about it. Kathy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, let's talk about the National Council on Aging. I mean, as America is getting older, no doubt all the boomers are, you know, going through the gates here, and we're trying to do the best we can to age gracefully, right?
Yes, and at the National Council on Aging, we're trying to help every way we can. You know, we believe every person deserves the right to age well. And we support older adults not only in their health issues, but also helping them financially by helping them get access to benefits, helping them, you know, with their budgeting, helping them with housing, with lots of different resources that they need to, you know, to live as best they can as we age.
Yeah.
So I direct the NCOA Center for Healthy Aging, and we really focus on optimal health for older adults, and that's health of mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And our falls prevention activities are part of our healthy aging work. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you are interested in this topic and have me on today to talk about what we're doing.
Well, a lot of people don't realize just how, you know, as we get older and what falls do to us. I can tell you, Kathy, in our, just anecdotally, in our own personal life, our mother lived to be 93, but 2.5 years prior to her passing, she had a fall, broke a hip,
mm-hmm.
and it really reduced her mobility. And sometimes, especially depending on where you are in the age spectrum, I mean, she was 91 when she broke her hip. You know, she wasn't much for rehab. She was tired. And if you cannot go through the rehab, it makes recovering from a fall, from a broken hip, that much more difficult. So, yes, falls are really, really critical, especially with those of us as we age.
Absolutely. And I think what you just described with your mother's experience, we see it all the time, and we know that falls can be prevented. You know, falls are common among older adults. We know about 1 in 4 people over the age of 65 will fall every year. It's probably more than that because so many older adults don't report it. Mm-hmm. But about 20% of those who fall do sustain an injury like a hip fracture or broken bone or even brain injuries. Falls are the leading cause of brain injuries in older adults, which can lead to brain bleeds and death.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's been a lot of research looking at what causes fall, and we know that some of the causes can be modifiable. We can change those things to prevent falls from happening in the first place. And that's what we're all about at NCOA, to educate older adults about what they can do, because often it's simple things that they can do in their own lives to reduce their risk of falling. You know, we really believe that knowledge is power, and knowledge can lead to behavior change that is often needed to reduce falls from happening.
Right, and we are setting aside Falls Prevention Week, and so explain to our audience Falls Prevention Week, what it's all about and the focus. We touched on it a little bit, but go ahead and unwrap that a little bit more.
Right. Well, this week, which actually marks the beginning of fall, is also Falls Prevention Awareness Week. And at NCOA, we lead a national effort, and it really provides an opportunity for us at the national level, as well as local partners across the country that we work with, to educate older adults, caregivers, healthcare professionals, the aging network, to understand that, you know, falls are not a normal part of aging. We work to help older people understand their own personal risk for falls, and most importantly, understand what actions they can take to reduce their risk. And, you know, this year, it's, you know, a year unlike any other. And so many older adults, you know, have been stuck at home. They haven't been very physically active, because many can't go out. That just further increases their risk for falls.
Exactly.
You know, because they're becoming weaker, their balance is declining, flexibility, all those things that make us more susceptible to a fall. So this year we developed an online tool called the Falls Free Checkup, and it's available in both English and Spanish, and it's a very simple 12-question screening tool, and it's available at ncoa.org, and it goes through what we call risk factors for falls, and these are really aspects of our life that may place us at greater likelihood of experiencing a fall and an injury. So things like looks at balance and strength, medications, fear or worry about falling, and past history of falls, because we know people who have fallen in the past are more likely to fall again.
Exactly. And I think this is a hard thing as we age, to admit, you know, where we are in terms of lack of flexibility. We, you know, some of us want to see ourselves still as teenagers. We may not be able to leap those tall buildings, but maybe half a tall building. And, you know, so we live under a little bit of that false pretense. But, you know, this false checkup tool really helps us, you know, develop an honest assessment of where we are so that we can be careful, because we just don't want to be on the other end of a fall.
That's exactly right. And once someone completes this falls risk assessment, we will send them information and tools that they can use to address some of these risk factors that are identified through the tool. And, you know, one of the things that we promote at NCOA that's so important, you know, when you talk about, you know, not being able to do what you used to be able to do, you know, there are lots of really good physical activity or exercise programs out there for older adults that are designed to build up their balance and their strength and their flexibility. And they're available in places like senior centers or YMCAs, or some of the faith-based organizations offer these programs too. And Tai Chi is a great example, which, you know, it's been around for centuries, and it includes very slow, graceful movements that challenge our core and challenge our balance and strength, and really help to improve those things, and has been shown to reduce falls by as much as 50% for people who practice it over, you know, several weeks. So, you know, really encourage your audience to check out programs in their local communities that can help them reduce their falls risk. And, you know, these programs are also great because they bring people together.
Exactly.
Yeah, and social isolation is such a problem in our society today for older adults, particularly.
Especially in the age of COVID, what we're dealing with. And I'll tell you the other thing too, Kathy, that I'm hearing is people are really surprised that, you know, some of this aging can be reversed in terms of flexibility and mobility and that sort of thing. And the people are surprised how little effort it takes. But to be faithful to with these exercises that you're referring to, they'll be surprised that even at their age, how quickly their body responds. It is quite a miracle, you know, this body in which we're suited in right now. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Kathy Cameron on the other side of it. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, we got a country to save, and we've got an aging population that we don't want falling down. Okay, and this is why we're talking with Kathy Cameron. She's the National Council on Aging Senior Director for Healthy Aging. And we've been talking about NCOA's famous new false checkup tool that you got to check up. I mean, this is a great assessment. It'll get you thinking about safety and some practical things that you can do to make sure that you're not a victim of a fall. I mean, as I said in the first segment, the opportunity and challenge at the same time we have as we're getting older is we want to do so gracefully. And there's a lot to that term gracefully, right, Kathy?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right, so again, remind everybody on this falls checkup tool and how they can access it and, you know, what does it do and how does it work?
Great. Thank you, Bill. Yes. Please go to ncoa.org, and when you log on, you'll actually see it pop up. It's called the NCOA Falls Free Checkup. And it is a very simple, quick tool with 12 questions to answer about your falls risk. So it goes through things like balance and strength, worry about falls, past history of falls, and medications. There are actually two questions related to medications on the falls risk screen. And as a pharmacist, I want to share a little bit about why medications are being called out in relationship to falls. And the reason is that, you know, as we get older, we might have more chronic conditions, have more issues that we need to get treated with medications. So many older adults take several medications, and sometimes those medications will interact with each other, or there are side effects from the medications that are taken that make an older person more susceptible to a fall. So some of these side effects may include, like, daytime drowsiness, could be dizziness, even things like blurry vision, lack of coordination in the legs, memory changes that can really make someone more susceptible to a fall. So we recommend that older adults get their medications reviewed at least every year by their pharmacist or by their primary care physician. And that's important because many older adults see more than one doctor, and those doctors may not know what the others are prescribing. We also recommend that all older adults keep a medication record, you know, have a list of all the medications they're taking, not only prescription drugs, but all the over-the-counter medications, you know, because there are some over-the-counter medications that we want to avoid in older adults. Even something simple like an antihistamine like Benadryl can make people feel very dizzy, can lower blood pressure too much. That's a medication I never recommend for an older adult to take. Yeah, and it's found in, you know, things like Tylenol PM and Advil PM. So those I don't advise at all for older adults to take. If they're having trouble sleeping, they need to talk to their doctor about what's causing those problems with sleep.
Well, Kathy, the other thing, too, that I've realized is that as we age, our metabolism will change, and maybe what was effective this year, not quite as effective next year, and the side effects may be more pronounced from one year to the next, right?
That's exactly right, yes. As we get older, our bodies change, and the way that we metabolize them, the way that our body responds to the medications, the way that we excrete the medications, all change. And for most older adults, things tend to slow down, and many medications can be built up in the body and cause, you know, more significant side effects than we would expect from the medications. So oftentimes as we get older, doses of medications need to be reduced. We particularly see that with blood pressure medications, that even though, you know, a dose might have worked even a year ago, it may be too much as we get older. It may be reducing our blood pressure too much, which makes us dizzy and more likely to fall. You know, also medications that work on our, what we call our central nervous system, medications, you know, such as those that are prescribed for depression or anxiety or sleep. Those are particularly problematic and need to be prescribed at low doses and then, if needed, higher doses. But your doctor can, you know, identify which medications are best and which dose is most appropriate, you know, based on your own physiology. So, yeah, so having, you know, frank conversations with doctors is really important about medications, and it's It's critical for older adults to understand all the medications that they're taking, why they're taking them, what to expect as a response, and what to do if side effects do happen.
Mm-hmm. What about practical things like handrails, having them properly installed in the right areas where you would need them? What's your recommendation there?
Thank you for asking about that, because our home environment is also really important in preventing falls. And you mentioned handrails. Yeah, handrails on the stairs are critical. I recommend handrails on both sides of the stairs in homes. Also, kind of a simple tip that we recommend is for the steps, to put a piece of colored tape, like painter's tape, on the mm-hmm. edge of each step, so that when an older person is going down the steps, they're able to distinguish one step from another. Because oftentimes it's hard to do that, and it's easy to slip and go from, you know, one step to two steps and fall. So
exactly.
So that's, you know, something we can do in our environment. Other things to make our home safer include removing clutter. You know, we want to remove, you know, old newspapers, magazines, things like that mm-hmm. Could pose a trip hazard. We want to make sure we have really good lighting in our house, at the entryways to our house, at the top and the bottom of the stairs, and then particularly in our bedroom. Many older adults have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And we want to make sure that pathway is well lit. Mm-hmm. And something that we recommend are motion sensor lights that will go on automatically when we get up in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other things, those scatter rugs that...
I was going to say, what is it about seniors and scatter rugs? Get them out of there. Those things are hazards. I mean, they look beautiful sometimes, but my goodness, you're just, you know, you're adding to the clutter and the potential of a fall. But that is one thing. Some of my senior friends that I'll go and see, and it's like, what? I mean, and you see them. They go walking and they catch a toe on the edge of it, and it's like, why do you keep having this here? Get it out of here.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with, definitely aesthetics, but also comfort, and they're used to having them around, but oftentimes they're not needed at all, and we recommend that scatter rugs be removed. Other things like electrical cords that are also trip hazards need to be either tacked down or, you know, placed in back of furniture. Those are all good tips for the home environment. The bathroom, too, is often a place where serious injuries can happen because of the hard surfaces and sometimes wet surfaces. So we, for many older adults, perhaps they need grab bars in the bathroom around the toilet and in the tub and shower. And everyone should have a non-slip mat in their bath or shower.
Right.
That's really important.
Yeah, these scatter rugs are really funny. We have a friend, I got to tell you, sidebar here, Kathy, that... You know, we were taking away her scatter rugs, and you thought we were, it was so funny, because in the same week we had to reduce access to a cell telephone to a teenager, and the reaction was almost similar. The teenager's reaction to her cell phone being removed and a senior having their scatter rugs taken away.
Yeah.
You see, they can still pitch a fit, whether they're 13, 14, or if they happen to be 81. But, but we just don't want them to fall. That's what this is all about. Go ahead.
No, that's right. And, you know, I think it's explaining to an older person that, you know, it's not about robbing them of things that they like. It's about helping them maintain their independence, helping them age in place, which is what most older people want in the first place.
Well, we got to wrap things up here, Kathy. So remind everybody again where they can go for more information.
Yes, the NCOA website at ncoa.org. And please remember, falls are not a normal part of aging, and keep moving.
Amen. Kathy Cameron, National Council on Aging, Senior Director for Healthy Aging. Thank you, Kathy. Be safe.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take
advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as her casket lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. The first couple met by some protesters outside the building as they arrived.
We reject your stolen court!
Those protesters angry that the president and Senate Republicans are moving quickly to fill the vacancy before November's election. President Trump expected to nominate a conservative woman to succeed the liberal Ginsburg on Saturday. Louisville police say 127 people have been arrested after the decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Demonstrators filling the streets yesterday after learning there were no charges in the actual death of Taylor from a grand jury against the officers involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, some 224 years, almost to the date, in his farewell address, President George Washington warned us about political parties. In warning the American people against the negative impact that opposing political parties could have on the country. During his presidency, he witnessed the rise of the Democratic-Republican Party in opposition to the Federalists and worried that future political squabbles would undermine the concept of popular sovereignty in the United States. Are we living out, and have we been living out, even in spite of that warning, the very thing that the first president of the United States warned us? Bob Oupre, former Colorado congressman, is with us right now, and businessman. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, thank you, Bill. I hope you're doing okay.
Hey, doing fine, staying COVID-free by the grace of God, and, of course, all these COVID numbers, because of the partisanship, and I think even as George Washington warned us about partisan politics and the establishment of parties, of how dangerous and devastating they could be on a democratic republic, I don't know that the president then could have even imagined that it would rise to this level.
Now, it's interesting you'd want to talk about this morning, Bill. I just finished a book about the founding fathers, written by Joe Ellis, and then I read a biography immediately after that of John Adams. Adams had the same concern, as I'm sure you're aware. But the divide now, I don't know that we've ever seen it so great. And, and yeah, I'm not a totally objective observer. I've been a lifelong Republican. I served in Congress as a Republican and proudly wear that banner. But if the two parties have moved apart, I don't think anybody objectively can say that it's been the Republican Party that has dramatically moved, let's say, to the right.
Mm-hmm.
What has really happened is the Democrat Party, think back to relatively recent history, Jack Kennedy. This is not Jack Kennedy's Democrat Party.
Not even close.
No, it doesn't even resemble. And if you want evidence, it's a quick read. Go read Jack Kennedy's first inaugural address.
Mm-hmm.
You would swear that it must have been given by a guy named Reagan, not a Kennedy. Right. It doesn't even resemble a current Democrat thinking. And then, you know, to top it all off, if it isn't a policy move that puts an exclamation point on your point. With the election of Donald Trump, the Democrats adopted as their would say, single-issue agenda to resist this president, to oppose this president, to demean this president in every possible way they can, and that's exactly what they've done. That's all they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a leadership position? I don't think so. So
right.
Well,
you know, Bob, for just a minute, though, you know, I want to pause on just a moment here. You know, what the Democrats have done, yes, in resisting Trump, is they resisted the will of the people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what needs to come out loud and clear here, is they told the people, you got it wrong. And they've been doing this with policy along. I happen to be in California here right now. Still, every once in a while, it hits me. I said, I still cannot believe to this day. They had a proposition years ago called Proposition 8. It was about the definition of marriage between a man and woman.
Right.
8 million people in California voted. This was before ballot harvesting, by the way. So maybe that's not fair. But because the way they do numbers in California these days, you have to include that that ballot harvesting vote that comes by and large from a lot of illegals who are here. And we know California has become the capital of illegal immigration. And but anyway, 8 million people voted for the definition of marriage, one man, one woman. And all it took was one activist, gay judge, to eliminate 8 million votes. And the people of California just shrugged.
Yeah,
just shrugged.
It doesn't matter what the people in a democratic process decide, they can be overruled. And you know, if God help us, but if the Democrats happen to win a majority of the United States Senate and Biden's in the White House, one of the very first things they will do, Bill, is expand the Supreme Court, and they can do that legislatively.
Right.
Expand the Supreme Court to probably 13. Biden will immediately get 4 appointments. You know which side of the aisle they're going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Then Katie bar the door on judicial activism. Yeah, you mentioned, and I think it's a point that we need to expand on, the will of the people. And my condemnation of what the Democratic Party has come to be in these days, and the results of it. Let me also condemn the vast majority of the mainstream, what's so-called mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
We elected a president 4 years ago that promised to do some things. And people have a right to hold elected officials to that agenda. In anticipation of this, of our conversation this morning, this is just a brief list I just wrote down from my own little feeble memory. Said he'd restore the economy. He did that. Rebuild the military. He did that. Secure the border. He's doing that. Defend life and religious liberty. Oh, has he done that? Mm-hmm. Like no other president. Judicial appointments. He's over 200 now to the federal bench. Energy independence, NATO funding, holding those other NATO members accountable, which he's done. Get us out of the Paris Accord and that crazy Iranian nuclear deal. Now we've got recently, and just in the last couple of weeks, the historic agreement between Israel and the UAE, and now Bahrain has joined in.
Right.
The Kosovo-Serbia agreement, the USMC trade agreement, and for the first time, I suppose, in my lifetime, we've got a president who doesn't just say China's a problem, but is actually pushing back on them and holding them accountable. Tell me another president who's done better at keeping his his promises. You may not like the guy personally, but if you want performance, he's got a record.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, how do you fire him? And that's his question. How do you fire him for doing the job, right? Exactly.
Yep.
And that's what this comes down to. But so he represented the people, and he said that on Inauguration Day, that the talking heads, the mainstream media, to your point, said it was a dark speech. You know, so what does that tell you when he says today, I mean, unlike Hope and Change and Barack Obama's promise to fundamentally transform America, Donald Trump says, you know, we've been missing it. We need to get this country back in the hands of the true ruling class, which is we the people. And they freaked out.
And the media just pounds him relentlessly. Let me give you an example of kind of a local example for me. The Denver Post yesterday, the Sunday Denver Post, had three reprinted, they weren't original articles, reprinted two from the New York Times, one an AP article that were just ridiculous and so slanted in their attacks on the president for different issues, just ticky-tacky stuff, but all with sensational headlines, you know, Trump bad, thus Biden good. And then they did include a puff piece on Joe Biden. I mean, it's just relentless, and you'll see this in the so-called mainstream media day after day, 365 days a year. Trump can't do anything right. In their opinion. And you know, I don't know that I've ever seen a time like this. So back to your original point about the partisan divide. The mainstream media is bought in totally with this leftist resist anti-Trump sentiment, and they have just been relentless in their mission.
And where they're taking us, Bob? I mean, if they were saying, "Look, we really see a as Joe Biden would say, build better." If we really saw something being built better, but we see again the continuation of the fundamental transformation of America as declared by one Barack Obama, and you look back in the rearview mirror and you don't see anything that would reform or do something to fortify the U.S. Constitution, but the mere destruction. We've got more coming up.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The fire will fight your soul. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
You know, I think even Danny Gokey's song, If the Democrats Had Their Way, would cry foul because it seems that the idea of positive thinking and trying to encourage people is being outlawed by the Democratic Party. Bob Beaupre, the former Colorado congressman and businessman, is here to talk about the re-election headwinds that Donald Trump is facing. Bob, you know, it's like if the president, as the leader of the United States, demonstrates any kind of optimism, he's criticized as if he has no regard, no understanding, that he's some sort of dunce altogether. And the nerve of the mainstream media to be so blatant about this, I mean, it's not even close. And this is a thing that, whether it's Chris Wallace or others reporting on this deal, the preponderance of negative reporting toward this president, I don't think there's been anything like it in our lifetime, has there?
Not that I can recall. And while you were setting the stage, Bill, I was trying to sort through my gray matter archives. I mean, going clear back, I don't remember the Second World War, but I certainly remember Vietnam and everything since. And I still believe it is a large part of a president's obligation to make us feel good about being American, to make us feel that, as we have done historically, that regardless of what challenge we face, we will tighten our belt and we'll throw our shoulders back, stand up straight, and we'll go conquer that challenge.
Exactly. Well, that's the job of a CEO, Bob. Bob, that's the job of a CEO. You beat the drumbeat for the mission. I mean, what appalled people so much about Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter lost faith in the American people, right?
Yep. Excellent point. Excellent example.
Yeah.
The malaise.
Yes.
excellent example. And what happened to Jimmy Carter? He was a one-termer, and rightfully so. I think you know, the benefit of hindsight is always perfect, of course, and and a terrible analogy, but I'll use it anyway. With the NFL season starting this weekend, you know, everybody in the stands after there's a play, after there's a game, and their team didn't do it right. You know, you criticize the coach, you criticize the quarterback. Everybody's smarter than the guys on the field, but somebody's got to play the game.
Exactly.
The job of President of the United States is no game. It's the most difficult, most challenging, most important job in the world. And sure, you can always second guess, but as Teddy Roosevelt said, you gotta kind of rally around the man in the arena. And I think in this circumstance, totally uncharted territory, this coronavirus, as I look at it, I thought he did initially and continues to put on the right persona. You know, we're going to get through this. We're going to prevail. We're going to develop a vaccine. We're going to keep people as safe as we possibly can, but we're also going to have an economy that can function as best we possibly can through this time. Let's don't forget, this was the guy who, against an enormous amount of criticism and some advice from his own experts, he put the kibosh on travel from China, which was the source of this virus, and he did it right away.
Exactly.
And that was his call. Now, instead of applauding him for that, here we've got a press that keeps chanting that somehow he put us in peril. I don't accept that. If he put us in peril, how about people like Gavin Newsom?
Right.
How about people like Governor Cuomo in New York?
Exactly.
And de Blasio in New York.
What about Nancy Pelosi?
Amen.
What about the Democratic leadership? What did they do to carry the water to help the American people defeat this, this pandemic, war weapon that was thrust upon us? What have they done?
It's just obscene, and it's so transparently, not just one-sided, it's for one purpose that he lose and they win. It isn't about right and wrong. It isn't about good government. It isn't about what's going to keep us safer or better or preserve our society. In fact, if they win, what we used to think of as the United States of America is going to be even harder to distinguish and find.
Yeah.
If zero-sum game means anything, we're in the middle of one, Bill.
Exactly. Well, and this is what the American voter, I hope, maybe in their closets, Bob, because based on the polling that the pollsters would want us to believe, that the American people are being duped by the Democratic Party. They do not see that this is clearly a power play. Let's go back to the Kavanaugh hearing. Lindsey Graham called him out directly and said, you know, for you guys, it's all about power. It's really not doing right by the Constitution. And he just basically called him out for it with all sorts of passion to say, I hope you don't get it. And here we are right now. They're very close. And if they do, Bob Beaupre, I fear that America will become what California is, a one-party state. Republicans will be inconsequential, and we will have policies that have destroyed the golden state, now not just destroying one state, but all 50.
Well, what you just said isn't just hyperbole. I think it's reality. For a long time now, Bill, I have found myself every 4 years saying this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Right.
I'm saying it again, and I'm saying it with even stronger conviction. The policies put forward, I mean, forget Joe Biden. Does anybody really think Joe Biden's going to be the power in the Oval Office? It's going to be Kamala Harris and John Podesta.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frightening. To me, it's frightening because what they advocate, does it resemble America? We talked earlier about Jack Kennedy's Democrat Party. You know, strong economy, lower taxes, a strong military presence, strong foreign policy, America first. That was the message of even the Democrat Party back then. That's no longer the case. It's anti-American. It's anti-free market capitalism. It's anti-sovereignty of the individual, which I always thought was a cornerstone of America. Now it's all this greater good nonsense and central planning. Where have you heard that food before?
Exactly. Right. Right. Well, as a friend just texted me, he says, we will transform to the People's Republic of woke stand. You know, and
yeah, amen.
Rightly said.
No, that's sadly, but rightly said. Yeah,
you know, because we just have lost. We've lost our senses. I used to have a mentor early on in my business life. Bob would say that you can be so open minded that your brains fall out. And this is what's happening, is that we've lost our minds. We've lost our very brains to be able, you know, to calculate this. And here we are, a very small percentage of people are controlling Portland, a big city like Portland. Yeah. They're overrunning it.
Day after day.
Yeah.
No end in sight. Whoever thought that this would be happening in the United States of America?
And they say Donald Trump is putting fire on this stuff. How is Donald Trump putting fire on what these governors and these local mayors, Democratic mayors, have allowed to occur in their cities at the expense of businesses and jobs and their very people? And somehow it's Donald Trump's fault?
Right.
And all he said is, and he says, look, I want to help. I'll send in help. No, stay out of here. You're just making it worse. He's not even involved. He's making it worse.
Right, right. You know, Abraham Lincoln wisely predicted that if America ever fell, it wouldn't be from an outside force, an outside enemy from abroad. Mm-hmm. He said it would be from suicide. That we would kill ourselves. And
well, here we are. I mean, Trevor Loudon, who's been with us many times, and Trevor's a researcher, Bob, and he points out that there's over 100 card-carrying, defined, self-declared democratic socialists. Now, people hear democratic socialists, and all they hear is Democrat. They don't hear socialist. But what they are, these are the foreseers and the forebearers of communism and Marxism. The enemy is no longer existential, to your point. It lives amongst us, and it is in Congress, having access to information that heretofore we never thought could be, you know, could be considered.
Perfect example again. We got them right here in my Colorado, on the Denver City Council, within our state legislature, Democratic Party again. And no longer do they hide behind it. They proudly profess they're a Democrat socialist. Emphasis on the second word.
Well, what the Democrats are doing with mail-in voting as well, in terms of invalidating, legal votes, is unconscionable to me. But their desire to make sure that they win at any cost is clear. Cheating, whatever means possible, that they can win over Donald Trump, it's no holds barred, Bob.
That's the Saul Alinsky recommendation and agenda. They're playing right out of his playbook.
Well, hopefully the American people do not wake up before it's too late. Now is the time. Bob Oupre, he is a former Colorado congressman and businessman who's been with us. Robert, Godspeed. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Take care.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.